Viewer discretion advised. This audio drama may contain scenes some people may find upsetting. Batman, What Stares Back? Created by Desmond Lynch.
Top of the gate bridge. The night air is cold and I nearly lose my balance 3 times on the way up. The blood loss doesn't help either. I need medical attention. That can wait. I look out in the city, my city. How dark and twisted it's become. I always knew I would never be able to save the world. But I always thought I could save this city. But now I wonder if I can even save myself. Tonight the Joker killed 27 people. I notice how I've gotten used to it. Not numb. Never numb. The pain is old, distant. Like gunfire in an alleyway all those years ago. Echoes. Nothing more. Each night I recall the names of each man, woman, and child that bastards killed. My own little prayer. To no one. Some nights I forget the names and I have to start all over again. It's getting hard to keep track. I got him tonight. It was a tough fight. He got me with 2 stab wounds and I broke his entire ribcage. Oh no, I'd call it a draw. He's locked away now and I'd call it a night, but the Joker, no matter his sick, twisted genius, can't do it alone. He needs help, and I'm hunting one of them now. His name is Buster Snips, the live rat who worked as Joker's getaway driver. Well, he would've. Last night I paid Snips a visit, persuaded him to turn on the clown. A rat all the way through. And like all rats, he scatters away into darkness when the light is coming. There's nowhere in the dark he can hide from me. Tracker on him shows he's due over this bridge any second now. He made it out with 400 grand. He could have started a whole new life for himself if I was feeling generous. I hate Snips. And all the rats like him. Feeding on my city. And giving nothing back. It's time I end this. End it for good. Head is dizzy as I stand up. I'm prepared to leap down onto his car and scare the living hell out of him, but I don't get the chance. The car stops, pulls over. He gets out and looks up and for a second I think he sees me. He has this look on his face I can't make sense of, and then he starts climbing up the wall. The rat must have hid the heist money up here. He's up there now. I'm ready to get him in. He's on the ledge. He's on the ledge. He's going to... I catch him just as he jumps off the ledge. It takes everything I have in me to pull him back up to safety. The bastard is crying.
What the hell do you think you're doing? Stay back!
Buster, calm
get
down.
Get the hell away from me!
Buster, calm down. You're safe.
Safe? Joker knows I read it. He knows that anybody told me so. You used me. You bastard. You used me. You little mind games. He just like him!
He's gone. He's behind bars now.
And where's he getting out, huh? He always gets out. And he said... He was gonna remember me. He said he was gonna show my wife, my children. He said he was gonna show them his appreciation for me. I couldn't let that maniac touch them. So I killed him myself!
Buster.
You did this to me! You did!
Buster, what are you doing? Buster, don't point that gun at yourself, Buster. Buster,
I'll
put the...
I'll see you in hell! Oh!
It's a long drive home. I focus on the road. But my mind... thoughts...
Yes, lots of questions.
Psychosis of the Batman is a fraction.
The Batman's methods is not approved by Steve Goff.
I didn't know that.
Grace fame, but only as this fictional construct.
His insistence on using violence.
Okay.
Among criminals.
I'll do it.
Intimidation.
Freak
of Gotham citizens.
Lunatic.
Those?
Man is completely blown.
What do you mean he knows?
Look at us,
of course. The gate bolsters the fire and his blood personality.
Make no mistake, Batman is a menace.
It's been a long day, huh? Something bad happened.
Now you think about it.
I'm so sorry.
The way you go about doing it.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, you kill more people than me.
I'm so sorry. I'll
say you, man.
I make it home. My body is in one piece, but my mind...
What have I done?
It's dawn by the time I'm done. It takes a long time. Too long. But I get to the new entries. Verses of my prayer.
Buster Snips. Rebecca Snips. Tommy. Tommy Snips.
In the past, whenever all hope seemed lost, the power of the cave and the undying spirit of my parents gave me strength to carry on. Now it's not enough. This city, the weight of my commitment to her, it's crushing me. Blood still drains out of me as I drift off into slumber. I can't do it anymore. I let go of my crusade. Relief washes over me as a long night is finally over, and I am free. The beast loses its grasp of me, and for the first time in 20 years, I am at peace. Bruce. calls to me from the darkness.
Bruce, why do you forsake me? Who are you praying to, if not me?
Who said that?
They're dead, Bruce. Not worth remembering. Only holding you down. I lay dormant, nameless, faceless, but waiting there, all the same. I watched through your eyes as life fell upon you day by day.
He surrounded me, and then I wasn't in the cave anymore. I was in the manor. Snow was falling by the window. It looked like Christmas morning. It was Christmas morning.
I was there, Bruce, all those many years ago. I remember that Christmas morning all too well. It was the very first moment we met. Your father got you a toy, an action figure from The Legend of Zorro, a silly little movie you'd grown obsessed with as a child. You had always been a sad boy, even before. There was that ache, that loneliness you didn't understand, that no one understood. You weren't brave like Don Diego, you weren't strong or dashing. You were a spoiled little brat that didn't know the meaning of pain.
No, I was happy then. I had to be.
Memories are tricky things. They're malleable, subject to change. They're not real. Nothing is real. But pain. And you were learning all about pain. One bad day and I was given form. Oh, so many feelings. Anger. Hatred. Fear. Yes. Fear of pain, of torment. You wished to be free of it. You wished to cast it upon others more deserving. You made a vow that night on your parents' grave that you would spend the rest of your days warring on the criminal scum that took them from you.
I was a child. I didn't know any better.
No. You took a child's fantasy and made it a reality. And I was there all along. For all your travels, all your learning, that drive, that will to succeed. It was me, Bruce. You wanted to be brave. I made you brave. You wanted to be dashing. I made you dashing. You wanted a suit of armor to shield yourself from the pain and suffering this twisted world has to offer. I am that armor. But now, that armor weakens. But not of rust, but of the man underneath, not strong enough to carry it.
Who are you?
You prefer to call me Batman. But I am so much more. I'm vengeance. I am the night. I am fear itself. And you cannot escape me, because I live within you, Bruce Wayne. Your purpose had always been clear, but when you struggled, I supplied the method. We took all that pain, all that anger, all that fear locked away in that armor of ours, and we unleashed it upon this city. We were magnificent then, descending onto the streets like the wrath of God. Fear we would become, fear we would instill. We were loathsome, vile, blacker than their darkest hearts. For a short time, it was perfect. We were infamous. Fear spread through the underworld. No one was safe. Criminals were terrified, and all was well. No one could stop us. We were above the law. But you grew soft. You yielded to celebrity. I endured this as much as your pitiful need for companionship.
The beast looks off to the corner, where Jason's costume is still on display.
Robin.
This is enough for debate.
So be it. There are more important issues to be addressed. While our crusade caused a radical drop in street crime, it also seemed to nurture a more extreme type of criminal. Power-mad geniuses, sadistic madmen, flamboyant opportunists, obsessive, murderous psychotics. They were all called to you to answer some unspoken challenge. Inevitable, really. Gotham is a delicate ecosystem. Remove one element, something else will come to replace it. They're scum, villains, blocking the way of true change and justice. But there is one that stands above all the rest. One whose very name sends this city into a downward spiral of terror. One who is responsible for more deaths than all the others combined. While the others kill for sport or greed or power, this one kills for his own amusement. This has gone on for far too long. Your archaic sense of morality has caused the deaths of one too many. There is one solution. One true way to serve justice. We must kill the Joker.
We're not killers. We're not like them. I won't have blood on my hands.
Blood? What do you know of blood? The failure to act is worse than the act itself.
I won't kill him. I won't do it.
Of course. With Batman, the child's fantasy comes a child's morality. Enter into the adult world, however, that morality becomes far too simplistic. There are gray areas, Bruce. Sometimes it is better to kill than not to kill.
It's not our job to make that call.
Of course it is. Why can't you understand? I have theories, of course. I think it has something to do with your parents being murdered. Your father was a doctor, a healer. The value of life was ingrained into you from an early age. But you must understand. In war, there are casualties.
Not in my war.
Not in your war. Look around, Bruce. Look at the dead. Bodies lined up one after another. Feel their weight. Crush you down, Bruce Wayne. Humanitarian, self-righteous hypocrite. You talk of the sanctity of life, while you wade for the blood of innocents, dead because of your cowardice, because of your infantile sense of morality. You did this, Bruce. After all, did we not create the monster?
In the blink of an eye, we're no longer in the cave. We're in Ace Chemicals. There, when it happened.
You remember that night, don't you? The Red Hood gang, a heist gone wrong. How they ran through that chemical survival plan, desperately trying to escape Gordon and his pigs. But they couldn't outrun you. You were terrific. You put the fear of God into them. We found the leader.
No! Stay back!
Scared him so good he fell.
No! No!
We thought he fell to his death into a vat of chemicals. What do we think was going to happen to him? How are we to know what monster would come out of those depths? But nonetheless, we made him, Bruce. We made the Joker. Every time we catch him, every time we allow him to live, he breaks out and kills again. All this tragedy, this pain and suffering, for the sake of your code of honor. Or is it that the great Batman needs an arch-nemesis, a yin to his yang? You can't be a superhero without a super-villain. No, but one day, Bruce, one day, we will have to kill this man, this vile, evil, death-worshipping piece of garbage. Think of it. The cemeteries he's filled, the friends he's crippled, the sons he has taken. When will it be enough? Well, do you have anything to say for yourself?
You don't understand. You never understood. You're like Jason in those respects. The reason I don't kill him is because he wants me to. He's baiting me. He sees the good I'm trying to do, and he wants to ruin it. Tragedy strikes us all indiscriminately. It's a way of life. And what makes a man is how he chooses to deal with it. I chose to help people. He chose to find meaning through pain, making other people's lives a misery. He... He's already won, hasn't he? Look at me. I've gone crazy. I'm talking to Batman. Talking to Batman is... This is madness.
Madness? You think this is madness? What do you think will become of you when you turn your back on me? Ignore me now, and you will live to regret it. You swore to your parents, you swore to me, that you would dedicate your life to this crusade, and now you choose to turn your back on me? For what? Your so-called life? You don't have a life, Bruce, not without me. When you were 8 years old, when you watched your mother's brain splatter the wall and your father choke on his own blood, you thought of nothing but how you wished you could join them. I saved you, Bruce. I gave you life. I gave you meaning. And if you turn your back on me, that darkness doesn't go away. It just loses form. You'll be fine. For a while, you'll distract yourself with women that don't matter. You'll busy yourself with friends you don't care about, work that is meaningless, and family that aren't real. Not really. At the end of the day, Bruce, you are nothing but a sad little boy crying out for mommy and daddy. They're dead, Bruce. They're not coming back. But you can't accept that. You never will. I'm not done with you, Bruce. I'll never be done with you.
What have I become?
You're right. No, the choices I have made have had repercussions tonight on the bridge came to realize that. And I don't think I can live with it anymore. You tell me that I have no choice, that I owe it to those that I've sworn to protect, and to those that I have failed to protect. So tell me. How do I carry on?
I have a solution. It's inspired from an old friend of yours. Let's talk about Harvey. Yes, Harvey Dent had it all. Money, good looks. Not only was he a good friend, but as district attorney, he proved himself a valuable ally. We took down the mob because of him. His social exploits were matched by his zealous pursuit of justice. He was more typhoon than man. But then came the acid, an assassination attempt by a desperate mafiosa to destroy our friend. What they didn't know was that by destroying Harvey's face, they unleashed a part of Harvey's psyche far more twisted than they could have possibly imagined. Two-Face. Harvey's alter ego came to light. Harvey's obsession with the number two made it easy to anticipate his crimes, but his dependence on the flip of a coin to make every decision made him a wildly unpredictable opponent. Two men were trapped in one mind. Harvey was in a position where his secret self could act freely. His condition ensured he could never be held accountable for anything Two-Face did.
His condition? Man's mentally ill.
Perhaps you would prefer a more spiritual example. Ancient cultures speak of a simple tribesman inhabited with the spirit of great warriors. Similarly, modern military training and mental conditioning allows for an ordinary small-town school teacher to be turned into a killing machine. Even your beloved Don Diego had an alter ego, two lives, two mindsets. He understood that anything worth fighting for requires a price. The price of freedom, of peace, and justice is death.
I'm not a killer.
I know. Believe me, I know. It is something that you, as Bruce Wayne, cannot do. However, it is something I, as Batman, am perfectly capable of. Therefore, although we share a host body, I suggest that we both admit that we are two different entities. You are not responsible for my actions, any more than I am responsible for yours. By day, you can live as Bruce Wayne, chase women, build hospitals, buy big boats, whatever you desire. But by night, when Batman is needed, I will answer the call. You will step aside and leave me undisturbed to do what is necessary.
I know what you are. I know what you can do. You're a weapon. And I use you carefully, but left unchecked, the damage you could do would be catastrophic. I can't allow you to do that. The answer is no.
Well, then you will leave me no choice. You cannot dismiss me, and you will not yield to my will. You wish to be rid of me, to live a normal life? Then kill me!
All of a sudden, he pulls out a gun and tosses it to me. I recognize it. This gun.
You know it too, don't you, Bruce? The gun that killed your parents. One bullet will destroy me completely. Then you'll be free. Think of it. A new life free of fear. Free of the weight of all that responsibility. Free me. Free yourself. I can't. It would...
He will be committing suicide.
Only in death will I be free of you. Only.
That's it! That's my life!
Yes. This is our destiny. We lost our normal life a long time ago, Bruce. We have no choice. We cannot change the past. All we can do is protect others, save them from this fate, and allow them for a chance of happiness that we were deprived of. That we will never have. There's no escape, you know that now. You will have to accept it.
The truth hurts.
But it will also set you free.
If we're gonna do this, there's a line we must never cross. No killing. It's what separates us from them. Batman isn't just fear. He also represents hope. This city needs that. More than you can possibly know. When you kill a man, you deprive him of all the opportunities you could have to grow and to change. You stop them from becoming something truly great.
No killing. I can live with that.
Then I can live with you. And like that, he was gone.
Batman, What Stares Back, created by Desmond Lynch, based off of characters from DC Comics, based off of characters created by Bill Finger and Bob Kane, inspired by the work of Darwin Cook.